ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो सिक्स्थ चैप्टर। प्रह्लाद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज डिमोनियक स्कूलमेट्स। टेक्स्ट सिक्स। पुंसो वर्षशतं हि आयुस्ताद् अर्धं चाजितात्मनः निष्फलं यद् असौ रात्रां सेते अंधं प्रापितस् तमहा। पुंशो वर्ष शतम ह्यायुः तदर्धम अजितात्मनः निष्फलं यद् असौ रात्र्यां शेते अंधं प्रापितस्तमः। पुंश वर्ष शतं हायुः तदर्धं चाजितात्मनः निष्फलं यदसौ रात्र्यां शेतेऽन्धं प्रापितस्तमः। पुंशो वर्ष शतं ह्यायुः तदर्धं चाजितात्मनः निष्फलं यद् असौ रात्र्यां शेतेऽन्धं प्रापितस्तमः। पुंसो वर्ष शतं ह्यायुः तदर्धं चाजितात्मनः निष्फलं यदसौ रात्र्यां शेतेऽन्धं प्रापितस्तमः।
Mataji's
Pungsaha of every human being, Varsha Shatam, 100 years, he indeed, Ayuhu, duration of life, Tat of that, Ardham, half, Cha, and Ajita Atmanaha, of a person who is a servant of his senses, Nishphalam, without profit, without meaning, Yat, because Asau, that person, Ratram, at night, Shete, sleeps, Andham, ignorance, forgetting his body and soul, Prapitaha, being completely possessed of, Tamaha, darkness. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years. But for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost, because at night he sleeps 12 hours, being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Rashbihari ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Please repeat. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years. But for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost, because at night he sleeps 12 hours. Being covered by ignorance, therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma, a human being, and an ant all live for 100 years, but their lifetimes of 100 years are different from one another. This world is a relative world, and its relative moments of time are different. Thus, the 100 years of Brahma are not the same as the 100 years of a human being. From Bhagavad Gita we understand that Brahma's daytime of 12 hours equals to 4,300,000 times 1,000 years. Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahurjad Brahmano Viduhu. Thus the Varsha Shatam, or 100 years, are relatively different according to time, person, and circumstances. As far as human beings are concerned, the calculation given here is right for the general public. Although one has a maximum of 100 years of life, by sleeping one loses 50 years. Eating, sleeping, sex life, and fear are the four bodily necessities. But to utilize the full duration of life, a person desiring to advance in spiritual consciousness must reduce these activities. That will give him an opportunity to fully use his lifetime. Pungsho Varsha Shatam Hyayus Tadardham Chajitatmanaha Nishphalam Jad Asuratram Shete Andham Prapitastamaha. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years. But for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost because at night he sleeps 12 hours, being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Prahlad Maharaj, at the age of 6, he is instructing his classmates. He was the son of a demon, and he was sent to a demoniac school. The teachers were two sons of Shukracharya, Shanda and Amarka. Shukracharya is the guru of the demons. Demons' objective is to enjoy this material world. And the demons' education also is centered around that objective. That how to enjoy this material nature. How to enjoy this material nature means how to exploit this material nature. That is the demoniac tendency. And the divine tendency is to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives the main objective of our existence, especially as a human being. The human life has been human form of life comes with a very special opportunity. That opportunity is to not only to have a very advanced intelligence, but also to have the ability to expand his consciousness to an unlimited extent. So much so that one can conceive the inconceivable Supreme Personality of Godhead. That opportunity comes to the human beings. When one gets a human form of life, one gets this opportunity. Otherwise, not only the subhuman species, even the superhuman species don't have that opportunity. The subhuman species is like the animal and below. And the superhuman species is the demigods. So this opportunity to understand one's loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act according to the understanding is available only to the human beings. That is why the human form of life is considered to be the best form of life. Labdha sudurlabham. Sudurlabham, extremely rare. So human form of life is considered to be extremely rare. Labdha sudurlabhamidam bohu sambhavante, after many possibilities. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, only 400,000 are human form. And while instructing Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that out of those 400, most of them are uncivilized. Then many are half civilized, but only few are civilized. Here the consideration of civilization is according to one's intellectual and spiritual upliftment. The actual consideration of civilization is not having big buildings and factories and roads and automobiles and so forth. Now, that is not the actual consideration of civilization according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The real consideration of civilization is that one is able to sit down and discuss about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who has the ability to sit in an assembly where the discussion goes on about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual reality, that is the ultimate consideration of civilization. And as we also got it from Bhagavad Gita, that out of those, out of thousands and thousands of people, rarely one aspires for spiritual life. And those who aspire for spiritual life, rarely one achieves perfection. And out of those who have achieved spiritual perfection, it is rare to find a devotee of Krishna. Jo mam vetti tattvatah. One who knows me in truth. Very, very rare is that opportunity. So Prahlad Maharaj is pointing out the same thing. His first instruction, he starts off with Kaumaram Jova, Kaumaram Acharit Pragya, Dharman Bhagavataniha. This Bhagavad Dharma, this cultivation of relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which means recognizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, recognizing our identity being spiritual, and developing our spiritual relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what Bhagavad Dharma is. Developing the loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This also has been described as Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan means eternal. Why it is Sanatan Dharma? The spirit soul is eternal, and the spirit soul Dharma is also eternal. Dharma actually means the inherent characteristics of a substance. Like water is a substance, and the inherent characteristic of water is liquidity. So the liquidity is the dharma of water. Fire is a substance, and burning ability or heat and light is the dharma of fire. Similarly, a living entity is a eternal in its characteristic. Therefore, his dharma is also eternal. What is that eternal dharma? Sanatan dharma or Bhagavad dharma is to develop one's loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prahlad Maharaj very emphatically pointing out that when one gets the human form of life, one should utilize this opportunity by developing his loving relationship with Krishna, which simply means becoming a devotee of Krishna. And it begins with begins from surrender to Krishna. As Krishna pointed out in Bhagavad Gita, his final instruction, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Mamekam sharanam vraja. Surrender unto me and move on with your life. And similarly, the same point has been made at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajjita kaitava atra paramanirmat saranam satam. When one surrenders unto Krishna and becomes completely free from envy, completely free from all his material contamination of lust, greed, illusion, pride and envy. Dharma prajjita kaitava atra parama nirmat saranam satam. Then only he becomes a satam, a saintly personality. A saintly personality is he who has become free from all his material contaminations. And then only he can cultivate his relationship. Then only he can cultivate his loving relationship with Krishna. So that is how Prahlad Maharaj also started his instruction to his friends. Mind you, just a 6-year-old boy. And that also the son of a demon. He is instructing his friends, other schoolmates, all five, six-year-old boys. Kumaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavataniya. Because this human form of life is durlabham, as also it has been mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, labdha sudurlabham idam, sudurlabham. Prahlad Maharaj is saying durlabham, but actually this is sudurlabham, extremely rare. Dharman bhagavataniha. Durlabham manusam. It is one way, it is durlabh, very, very rare. And at the same time, it comes with an amazing, inconceivable opportunity. And that opportunity is to develop one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arthadam. Then anittam. It's anittam, temporary. When the life will end, when we will die, there is no guarantee. Therefore, turnam, very quickly, immediately, yateta, very carefully, one must accept this process of Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad Maharaj now is pointing out that although the human form of life is so rare, so precious, but the human form of life is wasted by most of the people. Who are those people? Ajitatmanaha. Those who are unable to conquer their senses, conquer the urges of their senses. Ajitatmanaha. How they spend their time? Half their life, and he is pointing out that the human form of life, generally the duration of human form of life is 100 years. 100 years. And Prabhupada, in his purport, he is pointing out that this 100 years is actually a relative consideration. Brahma also lives for 100 years. And an ant also lives for 100 years. Brahma's calculation of 100 years is very, very long. But according to Brahma also, he goes through this phase in according to his calculation, he lives for 100 years. Also, from our point of view, his calculation, his life, duration of life is extremely long. Sahasra Yuga Parjantam. One Yuga here is a Divya Yuga that is being pointed out. The duration of one Divya Yuga is 4,300,000 years. And according to that calculation, it is 1,000 times is a day of Brahma. One thousand Chaturyugas is a day of Brahma. According to that, his night, the duration of his night. And from that calculation, you count days, weeks, months, years. The duration of life is 100 years. And similarly, an ant's duration of life also is 100 years. How is that 100 years? From ant's calculation. Although from our calculation, it just may be just a few years, a few days, an ant's life. It is like about 25 years is, some years is Kaumaram, up to 6 years is Kaumar, then Pauganda, then Jovan, youth. Then he goes to maturity. Then old age. Then death. First 25 years, second 25 years, third 25 years, and last 25 years. An ant also goes through that. His childhood, youth, old age, death. Brahma also will go through that phase. But, of course, Brahma's thing is that we were born in ignorance and then we gradually acquire our maturity. But Brahma had his maturity right at the beginning of his appearance. He was fully conscious. Only thing is he didn't have any recollection of his past. For that he had to perform great austerities and receive the instructions or knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Tene brahmarida adikavaye ya muhyanti jatsurayaha. Adikavaye, adikavi is Brahma. Krishna imparted this transcendental knowledge in the heart of Brahma. Brahmarida. This Brahma gyan, the transcendental knowledge, was imparted by the Lord in the heart of Brahma. And that is how the revelation comes of the spiritual knowledge. Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Rashbihari ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. The transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. This knowledge is not intellectually assimilated or received in the mind or intelligence, memory. This is not something that we can acquire from outside. This knowledge is revealed from within. An example in that respect is given: if a light is covered, then can we see the light? No. But if the covering is removed, then the light comes out. So with the living entity, with the spirit soul, the knowledge is there in the heart or with the spirit soul. But in our material condition, that knowledge is covered. But through sadhana bhakti, that covering is removed. By practicing devotional service, the covering is removed. Thank you. That covering, and when the covering is removed, then what happens? The light is automatically comes out. The light is there with the living entity. It's with us already there, but covered. But through the proper practice of Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of a spiritual master, that knowledge becomes revealed. Dibya gyan hriday prakashita, as we sing every day. The transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. Hriday prakashita. So that is the way to receive this knowledge, and that is the goal of human form of life. So Prahlad Maharaj, through this verse, is pointing out, don't waste your time. He pointed out that 50 years is lost by sleeping. Then 20 years is lost in childhood and youth, in frivolous activities. And another 20 years is lost in old age when one is totally incapable, totally useless. He can't do anything when he becomes old. So this is how the human form of life is wasted. And then on top of that comes material attachment. Attachment. Hridaya granthi. The knots in the hearts of attachment. Attachment to family. Attachment to our material possessions. Attachment to our position. So all these attachments are tying us down. And it becomes very, very difficult to free ourselves from those attachments. But there is a way to do that. That is what Prahlad Maharaj is pointing out. And the way to do it is by developing Krishna consciousness. Develop your loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although we cannot do it immediately, therefore there is a need of practicing sadhana bhakti, sadhana. What we are usually doing is the sadhana bhakti, that all that we are doing when we join ISKCON, when we come in contact with ISKCON, getting up early in the morning, attending Mangal Arati, chanting our rounds, attending Bhagavatam class, rendering different types of services towards the Lord. By doing that, what is happening? Our heart is getting purified. Our heart is getting cleansed. The Hridaya Granthi is loosening. And then ultimately, Chiddante Sarva Sanshaya. And as a result of that, all the doubts will disappear. We will develop our loving relationship with Krishna. And that will enable us to experience the real joy. Anandam buddhipartanam. The process is initially giving cheto darpana marjanam. The heart is becoming purified, cleansed. And when the heart is becoming cleansed, then we begin to experience the joy. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. The suffering condition of material life begins to decrease. In the material nature, we all are suffering all the time. Materialistic life is just meant for suffering. Although one wants to enjoy in this material nature, but the more he tries to enjoy, the more he ends up suffering. That's why those who are jitendriyas, those who are situated in knowledge, they try to avoid their enjoying propensities. They try to get rid of their enjoying propensities. And develop their loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the process. The process is really simple. Like, one doesn't really have to go to the forest or in the mountain cave and perform severe austerities. No. All we have to do is just serve Krishna. And Prabhupada pointed out, dovetail our propensities. What you want to do, just do it for Krishna's sake. Just do it to promote Krishna consciousness. That is devotional service. Yes, we like to do so many things. We like to eat. Yes, eat Krishna prasad. That is the meaning of dovetailing. You like to speak. Speak the glories of Krishna. Go out and tell people about Krishna's glory. You like to sing. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You like to dance. Dance with the holy name. Chanting of the holy name. So we don't have to give up anything. We simply have to engage our activities, direct our activities towards serving Krishna, or bring Krishna in the center in all our activities. That's the difference between material and spiritual world. Material world is the world, or materialistic existence is the existence where we put ourselves in the center. When I am the center of all my activities, it's material. When Krishna is the center of all the activities, it's spiritual. That is the distance between material world and spiritual world. Just put Krishna in the center, automatically it will become spiritualized. Now we are leading a life of self-centered existence, selfish life. But Mahaprabhu says, Janma sarthak kori karo paro upokar. Instead of becoming selfish, you try to serve others. And what's the best way to serve others? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, you tell him about Krishna. And that is how Mahaprabhu is saying, Amar aggay guru hoya taro ei desh. In my order, you become a spiritual master. Mahaprabhu wants that all his followers should become spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada wanted all the devotees of ISKCON should become spiritual master. But in order to become the master, first we have to become students. So that's why initially we are learning, and whatever we learn, we go out and distribute to others. And that is how Krishna consciousness movement is going to spread. So that is how one should utilize his very rare human form of life that comes with a wonderful opportunity to become a devotee of Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Does anybody have any comment or question? Yes, Devakinandan Prabhu.
Maharaj, here he said, Unso Barsa Satam Hi Ayu. He means certainly. So, person has maximum 100 years. But we see sometime, like we had one devotee here, Baninath. He lived for 102 years. So, is there exception also, or how it happens?
Yeah. General duration is 100 years. But it can be less. Or in some cases it can be more also. The reason why the lifespan becomes short is because of sinful activities. You see, the duration of life is 100 years. But as we act in sinful way, the duration decreases. Or it is minus, taken out. Sinful activities amounting to one year, life becomes 99 years. Sinful activities, 5 years, 94 years. This way it keeps on decreasing. And then when the time comes, Ayu is finished, leaves his body. Similarly, on the other hand, if one utilizes his life properly, then his duration of his life increases. But for a devotee, it doesn't matter. Because the devotee's life is not related to this consideration of sin or piety. Because when one surrenders unto Krishna, his aham tvam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami. Krishna has taken care of all his sinful reactions. So this principle generally don't apply to a devotee. A devotee may live for short span of life, or a devotee may live for like 144 years, like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So it is up to Krishna. When Krishna wants him to go, Krishna will make that arrangement. When Krishna wants him to stay, he will stay here. But generally for other people, those, you know, that is the calculation. You will see the people, those who live beyond 100 years, they are very pious people. The pious people live for more than 100 years. Yes, Bhakti Rupa Prabhu. Give the mic to Bhakti Rupa Prabhu.
This description of
4,300,000.
8,400,000 species of life. 400 are human.
8,400,000.
But then it says most are uncivilized. Is that something from Shastra, or is that just a comment of Srila Prabhupada, or is that...
No, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said most are uncivilized. What was the term that he used for uncivilized?
That uncivilized is asabhya, then ardha sabhya, half civilized, and sabhya, civilized.
Half civilized.
And uncivilized, half civilized, and civilized.
And so he gives does he give a breakdown of how it's divided up?
No, he doesn't give any breakdown. He is just saying that the most of the people fall in the category of uncivilized and half civilized, and very rare are those who are civilized. And those who are civilized, they have the ability to sit in an assembly where they can discuss about Krishna consciousness. So that is the criteria for civilization.
Okay, it's just that normally when we think of species, we are used to the scientific terminology, you know, that there's a certain genetic makeup, and then that species reproduces of the same species.
Right.
But we can see in human form that descendants of uncivilized can become more civilized,
right,
or even become perfectly civilized.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a little different from the scientific definition of species.
Yeah.
But is there any explanation why whether that term species is like that?
Yeah. Well, that 8 million category is calculated according to their, you know, situation.
You know, certain birds and
the trees and plants,
insects,
aquatics, insects, and animals, reptiles, and so forth. But then when he comes to the platform of human consideration, then he is not really making the calculation according to that calculation. He is making the calculation according to their consciousness. That, you know, like animalistic consciousness and developed, you can say, half animal, half human being. Just like the most of the people has been considered to be subhuman species. Like human, just getting the human form of life doesn't qualify one to be identified or recognized as a human being. It has been pointed out that in spite of getting the human form, one may be animalistic in his activity. So, he is pointing out that the expression that is used is I'm forgetting. Anyway, but one very interesting consideration here is Bhakti Vinod Thakur is giving another consideration. He is taking that consideration according to the consciousness aspect. He is saying that the consciousness are of five kinds, five different levels general consciousness. And one is Achchadita Chetan. Chetana means consciousness. Achchadita Chetan means covered consciousness. Like trees and plants fall in the category of covered consciousness. Then he is saying Shankuchita Chetan. Right? Shrunken consciousness. Worms and insects all the way up to animals is Shankuchita Chetan. Then the third category is Mukulita Chetan. Mukul means a bud. And the human beings fall in that category. Like a bud is also shrunken. But the bud has the ability to bloom. So that is the possibility that the human beings have. They have the ability to expand their consciousness, which others don't have. But for a bud, especially a lotus bud, to bloom, they need two factors. The shelter of the water and exposure to the sun. So here, when the human beings are exposed to sun, like Krishna, under the shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, then his consciousness begins to bloom. So that is the fourth aspect of developed consciousness. Fourth stage is called Bikoshito Chetan. Bikoshito means blooming, blossoming. And then when one becomes fully Krishna conscious, that's called Purna Bikoshito Chetan. Fully bloomed, fully developed consciousness. So that is how Bhakti Vinod Thakur made that calculation. Thank you. Yes?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. When Prahlad Maharaj is describing this, he is telling Satvarsa, means 100 years. But those days, lifespan was 1 lakh years in Satyug.
Yeah, but according to that age's calculation, Prabhupada is saying time, space and species. Right? So, Satyuga, they had the time calculation was 10 times or larger. Than Treta Yuga. Then Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga is 10 times larger than Dwapar Yuga. And Dwapar Yuga is 10 times larger than Kali Yuga. So that is the calculation of time. And accordingly they have their lifespan 100 years. So when the time span is 10 times larger in Dwapar Yuga, 100 years would mean 1000 years. And so forth. Okay, last question. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Raju, you were mentioning that how Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita.
Yeah.
The knowledge is revealed within the heart. But also as a part of sadhana bhakti, it includes large part of it includes reading swadhyaya or shastras to gain knowledge, positive knowledge, not speculative knowledge.
Yeah.
So how to?
Yeah. These are the practicing aspect. The practice of this, you know, studying scriptures, and they fall in the category of sadhana bhakti. But ultimately, the knowledge will be revealed in the heart. Because, you see, we are from the spiritual sky. So when you go back to the spiritual sky, is there any need for studying? Because you are already situated there. So that is what is going to happen. And the journey to the spiritual sky is this way, through the heart, not this way. Right? Does it answer your question?
Two points.
How does it help?
First is this, how does this Svadhyaya helps, and secondly, how does that Jnana, Divya Jnana, differs from this knowledge?
Yeah. See, okay, in simple, you know, analogy in that respect can be given. In a geography book, you are studying about America, the continent of America. Right? So that way, by reading, you get an idea of America. But when you go to America, then what happens? Then it is, Shakshat, as you said. You are there, you are seeing it. Yes, here is New York, here is Boston, here is... that is how the revelation takes place. We are getting an idea of the spiritual sky by studying the scriptures, Svadhyaya. But when you go there, then it will be... That study will become verified, practically experienced.
And in the process, that study also purifies. So that is also...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, next is...
Thank you, Maharaj. My question is, how do we understand that I am not the ability within me and Krishna is the ability?
I am not?
The ability to do things.
Okay.
And Krishna is the ability. Because anything I do, I feel that I am doing it. How do we understand that I am not the ability?
Yeah. You see, we have got our independent and individual ability. But that ability comes by the mercy of Krishna. Like, we all are parts and parcels of Krishna. So our actual consciousness is coming from Krishna. But at the same time, we have our independent individual consciousness. So that's why we have the freedom, either to be with Krishna or away from Krishna. So when we are away from Krishna, then we are acting independently, thinking that I am the doer. But actually, we are not the doer. We are like puppets being directed according to guna and karma. We are acting, and those activities are taking place in different modes, and as a result of that, they are generating different reactions, and we are subjected to that reaction. As Krishna pointed that out in Bhagavad Gita, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti manate. See, Krishna is the doer in the sense he set the system, autopilot, right? Guna and karma. The material nature has three, daivi hesha gunamai. Material nature is endowed with three gunas, and living entities have the independence to function, act. But as he is acting, it is generating reactions. And he is subjected to that reaction. So that is how, ultimately Krishna is the doer, and without Krishna's approval, nothing can happen. But at the same time, Krishna is not actively involved. In the material nature, Krishna is a witness as a super soul. Upadrashta Anumantaja. And he is approving. He is witness. He is seeing. And accordingly, the living entities are getting the results of their reactions. He is not active. But when one surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna takes the responsibility. Okay, now you have surrendered to me, I will take care of you. Ma suchaha, don't worry. Now that you have surrendered unto me, you are my responsibility. But until and unless we surrender to Krishna, we can't blame Krishna for anything. It's all our own doing. Okay. Thank you. There is one question there. Give the mic to him.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, this process of dovetailing, in this process, I may feel that, I'm dovetailing, but in one sense, I'm doing what I like. and I may say I'm Krishna conscious, but then I feel I'm gratifying my senses.
You see, in the material nature, when we are in the material nature, when we are conditioned by Krishna's illusory arrangement, then we are acting for our benefit, our sense gratification. Right? So that is the materialistic way of life. But when one surrenders to Krishna, then his life begins to become spiritualized. Doing it for Krishna. It's not that you stop acting. You act, but you do it for Krishna. Say for example, you eat, not because, oh, I like it so much. But this is the mercy that came from Krishna in the form of this food. And I am taking it. And I am tasting it, not the way it's coming to my palate, but I am trying to make out how Krishna tasted it. So that is the point of dovetailing. You know, instead of doing it for me, I am trying to do it for Krishna. The same action, doing it for Krishna. And by this process of doing things for Krishna, it is becoming spiritual activity. And then ultimately when we achieve the perfection, then we become so surrendered to Krishna that all our activities are centered in order to please Krishna. And that is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Shevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. The definition of bhakti, devotion, is with your senses you try to please the master of the senses, Rishikesha, Krishna. So that is the difference. Pleasing our senses, trying to please Krishna's senses. It's not that we get rid of our senses. Our senses are there, the senses functions are perfectly there, but instead of directing them towards our senses, we direct it to Krishna's pleasure. Okay, thank you all very much. I'll stop now. You have now to go out to distribute books, Bhagavad Gita, Gita Jayanti, and our Sankirtan Marathon. I wish all of you all the best in distributing your books. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande.